Good morning.
Morning, Father.
At this Mass, we pray for all parishioners of St. John Baptist de La Salle. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
In the Gospel today, the Lord reminds us, I have not come to bring peace, but I came to bring division. Let us not be misled by this message, because it reminds us that some will accept the Word of God, but others will be indifferent, and others will even refuse. But today, we also have Father Bernard, who will be speaking about the propagation of the faith, our appeal for the missions, to remind us that there are people around the world, especially in the Diocese of Salem, in India, people who have not but they are ready to accept it through the words and ministry of missionaries. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning to everyone. God is all the time, all the time. Come on, let us say again. God is good? All the time? Wonderful. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, there was a small boy, 11-year-old boy, started assisting in the altar as an altar server. We have wonderful altar servers are here. That boy started doing the altar server ministry, and the priest, whenever he went to visit the sick, giving the communion to the sick, he took the boy with him because he had two-wheeler motorcycle. So he used to take that boy with him. And the boy was observing the ministries of that particular priest, and he was astonished. And one day he asked the priest, Father, I want to become a priest. Can you help me? I want to do this ministry, helping the poor. Then the priest was so glad. He sent that boy to the residential Catholic school, because that boy was actually from very remote village. So he was sent to the Catholic residential school of that diocese. Then he joined there. He studied. Finished the school, then he joined the seminary, finished 11-year formation, and he became a priest. And right now, he is a priest who is standing in front of you. Thank you. Hopefully somebody will become a priest. Okay. Dear friends, I am Father Bernard, coming from right now I am a student resident priest in Transfiguration Church, downtown. I am studying in LMU Theology, Master's degree. I came here to make an appeal for the financial help for my diocese, the Diocese of Salem in India, South India. You know what? In India today, it is 1.2 billion people. It is second in the world, fighting with China to be becoming first. Just kidding. But I tell you the fact, the population is one among the reasons for the poverty. So, in that population, 80% are Hindus. Hinduism is a religion, dominant religion in India. And 12% are Muslims, Islam. You may wonder, what about Christian? 3%. But population wise, it is 30 million. So 300 million, sorry. That in that 3%, 1.8% are Catholics. And if you see the economical situation of India, 20% of are really rich. I can say like politicians and actors and so on. Maybe another 30% are considered as middle class people, those who have regular job. The remaining 50% are below poverty line. That means living with $3 per day, eating rice and lentil soup. Just think of the situation. They don't have insurance. They don't have social security. But the church in India focuses towards this poor people who are economically poor, historically deprived. Because of that, we have a lot of opposition. India has a vision of building just society. You know what? When we do that, we have a lot of problem. Because there are fundamental Hindu people who really give a lot of troubles to the Christians. Even today, you can Google it. You will see somewhere in India, some church is burnt, or some priest will be killed and so on. In the history, it happened. But still, having a lot of troubles, our Christians in India started witnessing Christ, even to the level of dying. Amen? That's what faith. Dear friends, in this background, if you come to my diocese, the Diocese of Salem in South India, it is a very small diocese having 65 parishes. Probably 235 mission stations are there. Now, I was a pastoral center director for 5 years. I had been to all the parishes of my diocese. Within that 5 years, it's like every day going to the village and conducting prayer, meet youth, empowering the family and so on. That's why my bishop asked me to do this mission. Dear friends, in my diocese, though we do lot of ministries, today I want to tell only two ministries. so that you may have in your mind very clearly, so that what you are going to share or help us, that will be reaching these two ministries. I have brought some pictures with me, though you may not be able to see, but this will be kept outside of the church. When you leave the mass, you can just have a look so that you may come to know how the people are. Wonderful people, but how they are, you can see that. Dear friends, remember, as I said, I studied in the Catholic residential school. We have 34 elementary diocesan schools, 10 middle schools, and 4 high schools. In these schools, not only Christian children are educated. No. We may be only 10% in our schools. The remaining 90% will be like Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, and even non-believers. See that? That's how we evangelize the non-Christians through the educational program. Amen. Dear friends, in these schools we have 3 homes for the children who are hailing from below poverty line, especially coming from tribal places, and some children are orphans, parentless children, and poor children. We bring them. Right now 500 children are there in 3 homes for the children where I study, one among them. For these 500 children, my diocese subsidizes $20 every month. If you calculate to one student, $40 per month for one child, for boarding, lodging, and studies. See, that's what our value. So whatever you are going to help today, even $1, that will be helping these poor children for their education. If children study well, then their future is bright. It's like building up the house. We are giving a basement through the educational program, my dear friends, in Jesus Christ. This is the first ministry. Then the second ministry, you may wonder, this is social empowerment of women. Empowerment of women is our focus. Why is women? You may think that. See, women in America, you're all blessed. See the real situation of women. You will come to understand, wow, how much you are blessed. Dear friends, I'm really sad to say it is a male-dominated society. No equal rights given to women. Even they don't have voice. In the sense, they don't have a right to decide in the decision-making factor in the family. And a lot of things are there. If you Google it, then you will come to understand that. Since I have very less time, just I focus in the ministry. So, in order to empower women, we do 3 ministries in my diocese. First, we give human rights awareness training. So that, let the women come to know their own rights. Many are illiterate. So, my diocese started giving a lot of awareness program, going to the villages, reaching out the women, making them as a small groups. You can see in the photo how we give training. We give awareness about their own rights, especially the domestic violence and the sexual violence are happening. So, making them to understand the problems so that they will be cautious and they will be protective, and moreover, they will be really fighting for their rights. I remember once on Women's Day, I was preaching about equality in the pulpit. What happened now? Right after the mass, I got a phone call from one man scolding me, telling that how can you speak about equality? It's really sad. Even some Christians, some men are like that. But the church in India really worked for women empowerment, for the equality. It is slowly coming up, really, I tell you. And the second ministry for women is nothing but health education. Health ministry, because a lot of sickness like tuberculosis, HIV, AIDS and so on. So we, the diocese, started giving medical help. Because they don't have insurance, my dear friends in Jesus Christ. They don't have privilege to get all the medical health. So we started giving, conducting medical camps and helping monetary health for the health care. Then third ministry is something important, that is monetary health. It's not simply spiritual ministry we do or simply speaking, but more than that, we really give some monetary helps so that they will come up economically well. What do? My bishop is a great man, spiritual man, pastoral man. He started one project, building a small house for the homeless, for the widows, for the refugees from Sri Lanka. You may wonder, why should diocese build house for the people? Because some are don't have. Then some, especially widows, in our Indian culture, very difficult to bringing up the family, the children. That's culture and situation. So, if you see the altar, one house, even that will not be in the size of the altar. But five people will be living. Three children with their parents. They all live within this small space, eating, sleep, everything. Then just they have common toilet. I was a pastor for 2 years in a remote village. I didn't know that. It's really a very sad situation. So my bishop started building a little more bigger size, maybe the whole size of this altar, having three rooms so that the one family can live comfortably. He wants to do something concrete, something permanent. So he started this. One house costs $4,000. It is a, you should not think about your houses. That will not be like that. It is a little better for the family to live. Okay, 30 houses are built every year in my diocese. Amen. How do we get? We get the help from locally, some benefactors are there, and the remaining, we do appeal in different countries where people are so generous. I tell you this time, I want to appreciate each and every one of you. I know, I have been here 2 years. The people in America, you are praiseworthy. In your sacrifices for the cause of the poor. I know many are extending helps for the social. That's why I tell you, living in a non-country, doing this kind of ministry of compassion and we preach good news, gospel to these non-Christians, to the children, to the families. You know, Mother Teresa, she is our... once she was having a dying person on her lap. She used to bring the people who are dying because they are simply thrown into the street. So she... one person, one Hindu person, that man asked Mother Teresa, "Why are you? I am a Hindu. Why do you help me?" You know what?
I see Jesus
in you. Amen. That's what Christian church in India. We see Christ in every people, no matter what religion they are, no matter what economically well or poor. Church in India having a lot of struggles, but still trying to do something as evangelization, reaching out the poor and needy. Dear friends, I conclude. I want to appreciate again for all your wonderful, patiently listening. I forgot one thing after seeing the picture. We give goats to the women, to the widows. 3 goats or 2 goats for each family. They bring up the goats, they get milk and sell it so that they get some monetary help for their family, for their livelihood. Dear friends, I can go on, but let me conclude. First of all, I want to appreciate and thank the Archdiocese for giving us great opportunity to share with you our ministry. We are all one Catholic Church. Amen? Though we are living in different countries, we are all one family of God. So with that motive, our Archdiocese gives opportunity for us. And I want to appreciate and thank Father, our Pastor Valero, he is so hospitable person. I felt comfortable as soon as I came. And he contacted me and he get all the information. That's wonderful. I felt home, really. And your church, awesome. Beautiful. And I want to thank each and every one of you for what you are going to share today for my diocese. I assure the prayers of my bishop and my diocesan people. And you can see a yellow color envelope in the pew. You can give whatever you are able to do. You can put it in the cover, in the envelope. You can write a check. If you want to write a check, write it in the name of this parish, St. John the Baptist. But in the memo, mention Diocese of Salem, India. So that will be a little clear. If you want to take the envelope to your home and bring it back next week, that also is good. No problem. And you can Google it and find out my diocesan website, dioceseofsalem.org. You will see whatever we are doing in our diocese. Once again, I thank and appreciate every one of you. And I will be standing outside on this side after the Mass. If anybody has any doubt or want to ask anything, you can come and meet me. And these pictures will be kept 2 sides. You can have a look. Thank you all. God is good.
Let us pray. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that conform to his image on earth, we may merit also to be co-heirs in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Glorify the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.